This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
Green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on a date.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good time.
It really is. Once again, hello, lovely Legend listeners. Hope your Tuesday's been fabulous so far, despite, certainly where I've been, some somewhat inclement weather. I hope you've managed to have a fabulous day regardless, and thanks so much for being here on the old Phoenix FM airwaves with me, Ben, on the show that goes like this for a couple of hours of sheer ridiculousness, sheer educational interactivity, and general hilarity going on throughout the next couple of hours as well. So much to happen in tonight's show. As ever, great music, much of which has been selected by you guys, which is phenomenal of you as ever. We'll be sharing ridiculous holidays that are occurring on the 21st of May and this week and this month. We'll be sharing some celebrity birthdays. We'll be hearing from our roving reporter, who's moonlighting a little bit this week. Interesting stuff from Scott Fish to come in around about 25 minutes' time. And also Prediction Master, still on the gloat after a string of recent successes. What will he come up with this week? And an intense debate raging across the Twitterverse as ever. So much to look forward to. Who knows, someone sends me a message in that could take it all in a totally different turn and make it go off at a tangent. That's the beauty of it. Ben Sim Radio on Twitter and Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook. Those are the places you can get in touch live whilst the show is on. I thoroughly encourage you to do so. And thanks to everybody that has been already in the run-up to the show making suggestions for music to make it in this week. Now, I can tell you what I've been up to this week before I tell you the ridiculous holidays, because what I've been up to is partly the inspiration for some of the music you're going to hear in tonight's show. I went to my secondary school reunion last Saturday, and it's always a bit sad because there are 150 kids in my year. I think there were three people from my year that turned up to the reunion, but it was a sort of multi-year reunion. There are a lot of ex-members of staff there, and it's always fantastic to see your old teachers, particularly if you got on well with them, if you were highly regarded at school. Of course, I was a model pupil. They had a effigy of me. There was students from other years as well. It's just, it brings back nostalgia, doesn't it? It gives you good feelings. If certainly if you had a good time, thinking back on your school days, the current headmaster made a speech that was really good, actually. It lasted about sort of 10-15 minutes. And in it he said, if today just makes you want to get in touch with someone you've lost touch with. And it really did inspire me to do that. And then totally out of the blue, someone else I haven't spoken to for a while randomly got in touch with me. Not even someone I went to school with. But it's weird how things like that happen and inspire you. So, I will be getting back in touch with some old school friends as a result of that. And it was nice to see the ones that were there and my old teachers. So, lots of the music in tonight's show is going to be about schools, about reunions, about meeting up, about what a great time was had by all. And I guess you'll guess some of the tracks that are coming, but see if you can do just that. To get us going, thanks to Mark Straker, who suggested this one on social media before anyone else. Of course, we're starting with a bit of classic Madness.
Nasty schools, headmasters breaking all the rules, having fun and playing fools, smashing up the woodwork tools. All the teachers in the pub, passing round the ready rub, trying not to think of when the lunchtime bell will ring again. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learned at school was how to bend not break the rule. Oh, what fun we had, but at that time it seems so bad, trying different ways to make a difference. The headmasters had enough today, all the kids
lots of boys, lots of smells and lots of noise. Playing football in the park, kicking bush fights off the dark. Baggy trousers, dirty shirt, pulling hair and eating dirt. Teacher comes through breaking up, back of the end with a plastic cup. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All of that at school was hazard, but not break the rule. Oh, what fun we had, but at that time it seems so bad. Trying different ways to make it.
Phoenix FM.
That was Madness and Baggy Trousers, of course. What a track. And long fade out there on Baggy Trousers. There we go. It's the show that goes like this. It's Tuesday. It's the 21st of May. We're all going to have a fabulous time together once again this evening, as ever. And lots to look forward to. Celebrity birthdays, roving reports, Prediction Master, the intense debate, ridiculous holidays, and your tracks as well. So it's going to be fun times on 98.0 FM if you're in Brentwood, Billericay, or the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else, or you may be listening to the podcast edition and catching up at your leisure, pausing it, stopping it. You know, it's crazy what we can do these days, isn't it? Still, fantastic. Right, without further ado, I am going to tell you about the intense debate on the Twitterverse, because I want as many people as possible to be able to get their votes in. And voting is only going to be valid for around an hour and 40 minutes. An hour and 40 minutes. So, yes. And all I would say is get yourself to @BenSimRadio on Twitter, and you will know what this is all about. Basically, if you get to the top of the profile, you will see a school reunion-related poll is running there, and we do like people to get involved, so please do just that. And yes, the poll says simply this: when you think about school, what kind of memories do you get most? Good memories or bad memories? I had an overriding positive time at school, and thinking back, secondary school, junior school, infant school, I pretty much enjoyed being at school, enjoyed, you know, making friends with lots of other people, and felt like I didn't want to miss days learning, didn't want to have to catch up and stuff like that. So yeah, I would definitely say overriding good memories, but I appreciate it's not the same for everyone. At the school reunion recently, someone said they were speaking to a friend of theirs who they were surprised, because they'd always seemed quite a positive character at school, and they said they didn't really enjoy it very much, and it was a bit of a shock to them because it was news to them, finding out some 30 odd years after you've left school. There we go. No, that's not right, is it? Yep, well, nearly. Just under 25 years-ish. Still, anyway. Loads of great tracks to come. Loads of them have been suggested by you guys. Shall we do some ridiculous holidays? Well, I think we should get another track on, and then I'll share some of the ridiculous holidays with you. There's some corkers coming up, so get ready for these. In the meantime, though, thanks to Siobhan Roxborough, we're now going to hear from Thin Lizzy. This is more reunion related than school related. I appreciate that, but that doesn't matter. Schools, reunions, meeting up, happy memories, nostalgia, all valid in tonight's musical smorgasbord. The boys are back in town.
Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are great. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men
fight your dad. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean, she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. I said, the boys are back in town.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Thin Lizzy and the Boys Are Back in Town. The boys most definitely were back in town. It's not being sexist about my school reunion. I went to an all-boys school. We did have a mixed sixth form, and I can tell you, when you've spent 5 years at an all-boys school and then suddenly girls join in the sixth form, you're like, sorry, what's this all about? I don't understand these feelings I'm having. Girls are around. It's... when I was younger, I wouldn't have liked it. Now I'm older, part of me likes it. Yeah, it was interesting. And also, we had a girls' school literally over the road, so they made an effort to do some sort of mixed sixth form classes, but it was basically ended up... if you went over to the girls' school for classes, there were about three or four of you in a class of then about 20 girls. And if girls came into your class, vice versa. So, you know, it was a bit weird for the A-level French female students, I believe, sitting in a room full of testosterone-fueled boys. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, still, yeah, plenty more great music to come. Shall we do some celebrity birthdays? I'm looking forward to our roving report tonight, hearing what Scott Fish has been up to. Rather interesting. He did seek permission first to go undercover, as it were, and seek alternative employment in the name of a good story. That's all I'm going to say. But let's do some celebrity birthdays before that, shall we? Oh, yes. So... who is celebrating today, then? Well, Bake Off host comedian Noel Fielding is 51 today. A-Team legend Mr. T is 72 today. Diving superstar Tom Daley is 30 today. Singer Leo Sayer is 76 today. And singer Mucha Buena is 39 today. Olympic cyclist hero Mark Cavendish is 39 today. And former politician Nadine Dorries is 67 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And of course, as ever, if it's your birthday today, we all wish you very many happy returns. Everybody here on the show that goes like this and at Phoenix FM, I hope you've had a wonderful day and you've only got an hour and 40 minutes left to legitimately celebrate it. Otherwise, you know, it's just a bit unnecessary once you get past midnight. Still, happy birthday, man. So, yes, celebrity birthdays have happened. I haven't really told you about all the ridiculous holidays going on. I'm going to get another song on first, just because I'm looking forward to some of this music. And it's helping me with nostalgia and looking back and feeling good about stuff. So, to that end, let's have another track from a good friend of mine, Mr. Dan Clarkson, who I appeared in a Robin Hood show with in 2002. He's had a lot of success with a Potted Potter Harry Potter spoof theatre show, which he took to Las Vegas, and I met up with him in Las Vegas about 5 years back as well. He doesn't live out there, he was just visiting his own show. Fantastic, but he would like to hear a bit of What a Wonderful World, not probably the first version that springs to your mind. Here's Sam Cooke.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a sliding rule is for, but I do know what it one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be, for maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
History. Biology.
Well, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Science book. French I took.
Yeah. But I do know that
I love you,
and I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Absolutely is. That was Sam Cooke and What a Wonderful World, played for Dan Clarkson. And also it was suggested on social media by Anthony Bygraves. They don't know each other, to the best of my knowledge, and they selected the same track. Thank you very much, gents. And also apologies on the list of birthdays. I didn't admit, or I omitted someone and didn't reveal, that it is Brother Water at musical maestro Andy Eastwood's birthday today. If he's listening, very happy birthday to you, Andy. Hope you've had a great day. And he's expecting a baby, isn't he? Well, not him, his wife, obviously. But they're expecting a baby due in 3 or 4 months' time. So congratulations to you and your family. All very, very wonderful news. So, are we ready to hear the ridiculous holidays of the 21st of May? Right. First of all, this isn't particularly ridiculous, just interesting if you like fossils and the Jurassic era. Today is Dinosaur Day! Yeah, that's exciting, isn't it? And this will be exciting for my oldest uncle, Vic, because today is also International Tea Day! In a previous job, my Uncle Vic was a tea taster, very high up in his company as well, and had to sort of recommend tea and taste it and decide what was good about it, what could be improved, etc., etc. So, yeah, that was a thing a few years back. Well, it probably still is a thing these days. You need quality control for tea leaves, don't you? Amazing. But, yes, 21st of May is International Tea Day. And, of course, as well, as I'm sure you're all aware, all day today, it's National Waiting Staff Day. Sometimes a thankless task, but when you get a good one, you want to leave them a good tip, don't you? It's nice to get on well with them. I went to a branch of Wagamama's with my good friend Nick Murphy one time, and of course in Wagamama's they write little numbers down on the paper menus, don't they, that become a table mat as well. And we became quite friendly with this waitress, and I asked her to write the word idiot on Nick's menu to commemorate the fact that he's an idiot. She took us up on that offer and did write idiot. We photographed the menu. We didn't take it home. It was spoiled with food spilt on it later on that evening. Still, it's nice when a waitress joins in the fun, or waiter, of course. So, yeah, fantastic stuff. It's international waiting. No, it's just national, not international. Apologies, I take that back. It's not International Waiting Staff Day. Oh, no, just in the UK. National Waiting Staff Day, also on the 21st of May. Doesn't seem appropriate when it's been raining quite heavily. It's National Strawberries and Cream Day. It really is. And then, probably more importantly than any of the others, because it's not just for a day, it's for the whole week. It began yesterday and will go through until Sunday. Yes, I'm sure you're aware, it's National Safe Boating Week. Safe Boating Week. As if people were going to be, you know, careless on a boat. No, I'm just going to run around the deck where there's little or no handrail, dangle myself over the side. Yeah, anyway, it's National Safe Boating Week. Obviously, after next Sunday, you can be as dangerous as you want on a boat, as carefree and non-observant of H and S rules. You do what you like. But, you know, all this week, keep doing it. Right, and all month, if you didn't know this, you'll be kicking yourself because there's 3 weeks you failed to enjoy it and you've only got 9 or 10 days left, basically. But all the rest of this month, throughout May, it has been and will continue to be Get Caught Reading Month. Right, what is that? Why does that exist? Have Reading Month, have Enjoy Reading Month, have Celebrate Reading Month, but Get Caught Reading implies you shouldn't be reading. And you're doing it against the rules and you let yourself get found out. Get Caught Reading Month. That has annoyed me the most out of all of the ridiculous holidays I've seen today. Get Caught Reading Month. Oh, what? I am actually genuinely annoyed. Right, it's time for more music while I get over that annoyance. And a sort of apology, really, because one man has suggested so many tracks on social media in the run-up to the show, and all of the tracks he's suggested are appropriate to the themes of the day, but sadly not in our extensive Phoenix FM library. So huge apologies to Mr. Paul Holman. I've dedicated the next track to you because I know it's of an ilk which you embody, Paul. It's a track that you're sure to be bopping along to at home when it comes on. It was also suggested by Sue Burton, independently of Paul Holman. But in honour of Paul and Sue, here's Alice Cooper.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
He's been roving, he's got a new job. Time to hear from Scott Fish.
Where did he go? Nobody knows, he's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, as ever, reliable as ever, is on the end of the phone. It is the one and only roving reporter, Scott Fish.
Hello, Ben.
Scott, how the heck are you this week? I understand you're almost moonlighting away from Phoenix FM. What the heck's going on?
Ben, it's been a hot week in Rove Town, as I like to call it. Yes, I've been going undercover, and that doesn't mean I've had something on my head.
Right. Well, as you know, it is International Waiting Staff Day today, and you really have been roving. You've got a job as a waiter, have you?
I have. So when you gave me the brief to find out what I could about being someone who works in the waiting staff industry, which nobody calls it that, by the way, I thought probably the most insightful way to do it was to get a job. So I sent out some applications to some local restaurants, sort of aimed obviously around Brentwood, but I went a little bit further afield as well, just on the off chance.
Right.
Picked up a job, and yeah, I've been working as a waiter in a restaurant now for nearly a week.
Right. Any tips? Have you got some good ones?
Yeah, I got £4 yesterday, so that was nice. Yeah. Also, I did get deducted £5 because I spilt some water on a lady.
Right,
And her baby as well.
That seems a bit harsh for any establishment in Brentwood to deduct wages based on spillages.
Ah, well, this is the thing. So, I did get a few interviews in Brentwood, and obviously I went under a pseudonym.
Yeah.
So I went as Scott Fash. But I feel that some of the sharper residents of Brentwood saw through my subterfuge.
Yeah.
So it's quite hard finding employment in Brentwood. So I did have to cast my net slightly further afield. I thought, should I go to maybe somewhere like Shenfield or further? And so I ended up with a job at the Ivy in central London.
Wow, that's a bit further afield than Shenfield, you know. But
yeah, it's like two more stops on the line. It's quite a lot, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I've now been working as a waiter in the Ivy, serving some of the rich, famous Hollywood elite.
Wow.
Bizarrely, a lot of people, there was a terrible case of food poisoning, not at the Ivy, obviously, but just at the place where the waiting staff eat. Around the corner, and they so I've actually been promoted within a week.
Yeah,
I'm now a head sommelier at the Ivy.
That's incredible, Scott, I've got to say. And just for clarity, does anyone at the Ivy think you are Scott Fash, or have you given your real name to them?
No, so I realised that the people of Brentwood could see through Scott Fash, so I changed it again to Skip Fosh, and that seems to have done the trick. Also, I think there is the benefit that nobody in central London listens to Phoenix FM. I think that's probably... one of the other major factors involved.
I don't know, you can 100% say that, but yeah.
Actually, a few weeks ago when I was roving about radio station listening,
yeah,
that is one of my findings. I asked everyone in London.
Everyone in London? Doesn't it have, like, millions of inhabitants? You've asked everyone.
It took me a while, Ben.
Yeah, that's some impressive roving right there.
Being the chief sommelier at the Ivy after that is actually quite easy.
You sound quite upbeat. Now, often the waiting tables industry and hospitality industry, often you get a feeling that people that do it for a while get sort of downtrodden and aren't happy in their work. But you sound quite upbeat. Or is that just because you're on the radio and inwardly you're crying inside?
I'm always crying inside when I'm on the radio to you, Ben. But working with so much wine, I have to say, I've never felt better. it's part of my job to taste the wine.
Yeah.
And I've been tasting gallons of it just this afternoon. So,
but sure,
I'm really quite buzzed.
Surely it can't be part of your job to taste the wine and sort of fully consume the wine to a state where it affects your work.
I don't think it affects my work negatively, because I was very much starting from a point where I knew nothing and had no ability. So yeah, being drunk hasn't really impacted it in a negative way.
Now, I don't want to cast any kind of aspersions on the Ivy's recruitment process, but let's just have a quick recap there. What you're basically saying is you started there as a waiter, you worked there for a week, and you've been promoted after a food
My first job was as a pot washer in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So I then got promoted to waiter, then to head waiter, then maitre d', then head sommelier. I think there is talk, that has been talk earlier this evening, about just selling me the entire building, but that hasn't been confirmed yet.
Yeah, and all this has happened within a week. I mean, a lot of people would have had to...
I had last Wednesday off, so that's been in the last 6 days.
Yeah, and I know you said there was a food poisoning incident in the place where the staff eat round the corner.
Yeah.
Now... a lot of people would have had to suffer with that for you to end up as head sommelier in 6 days of working at the Ivy.
You're not wrong, Ben. You've used logic there to deduce something which someone can only say is very, very accurate.
Yeah.
You have not misunderstood seriously at all.
No.
Ben, I may have made a mistake there, because I did actually eat there myself.
Right, Scott, yeah.
Oh God.
Now, hang on. Let me stop you, Scott.
I'm just going to have to...
Now, Scott.
Yeah.
No one wants to hear this on the airwaves. So, I mean, I know normally we'd speak for a bit longer, but if you need to get to a bathroom or something, that's...
It's too late, Ben. It's too late. A lot of the diners, the evening diners at the Ivy are quite... They're quite poor for the food, Ben. I think I'm going to have to go.
Yeah, I think you probably... Just before you go, Scott, the track you can introduce is Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall. It's all about schools today. Do you want to quickly... I know it's probably not right. I mean, do you want to...
Have you finished the wall yet, Pink Floyd? No, you've got to put Another Brick in the Wall.
Thanks so much, Scott Fish, Skip Farshaw, Fashionu, whatever his name is.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Leave it, kids alone. Phoenix FM.
That was Pink Floyd and Another Brick in the Wall. If you were affected by any of the illnesses raised in Scott Fish's roving report tonight, huge apologies. And I can assure you, I did speak to him afterwards. He has taken some tablets and has been sent home from his job at the Ivy. In fact, it's all come out that, you know, when questioned as to why he was on the phone and throwing up and stuff, they've found out he's a roving reporter. So if you do visit the Ivy, don't expect to see Scott Fish as your sommelier. But anyway, he'll be back roving for us again next week. Fabulous stuff, I'm sure you'll agree. How the heck is it already nearly quarter to 11? We've got an hour and 17 minutes, 16 minutes really, and 20 seconds together before I've got to go again. It's craziness, but keep it here. Don't go anywhere. 98.0 phoenixfm.com. Remember, as ever, if you have a smart speaker, just ask it to play Phoenix FM and it absolutely will do. And if you want to see the video feed into the studio, that's available by searching for Phoenix 98 FM on Mixcloud.com. And if you have a Mixcloud account, you can join in the chat in the box on the side of the screen. Fantastic stuff. So many ways to get involved. Don't forget, there is an intense debate raging on the Twitterverse this evening. I am simply asking, when you think about school, what kind of memories do you get most? Good memories or bad memories? At the moment, absolutely no one has said bad memories, which is fantastic. Could we get a 100% result for good memories? Or will someone come in and vote and scupper those hopes? But why not give the post a retweet? More people will see it. Don't just cast your vote, repost it, retweet it as well. Your help is, as ever, much appreciated, lovely legend listeners. So much still to come in the rest of tonight's show. As it is Get Caught Reading Month, I'm going to talk to you about the most popular books ever, all time history. Some of them incredible. We are going to hear from Prediction Master, who's still gloating. We're going to have the result of the intense debate. We're going to have more of your tracks on the airwaves as well. So, yeah, many, many reasons to stay here on 98.0 FM and PhoenixFM.com. And remember, from tomorrow, you can download a podcast edition and listen to it at your own leisure, to your heart's content. Put it on repeat 76 times. Have your sanity questioned. Just go for it. Amazing stuff. Right. Thanks to everyone that suggested music, including Mr. Pete Dayson, who'd like to hear Teach Your Children Well.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. Of tender years, can't know the fears that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They seek the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they fix, everyone you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
And that was Crosby, Stills and Nash with Teach Your Children Well. That's what I love about the show that goes like this. We're not constrained by genre or time of release. We can play any track as long as it's appropriate to the themes of the day. So thanks, Pete Dason, for your suggestion. Right, plenty more music. In fact, loads of music I've got to squeeze in. Have I been talking too much? That can't be true. Lots of features as well still to come. I'm excited to tell you about Prediction Master, but you've got to wait till the second half of the show for that. And also hearing about some of the most popular books ever written. In fact, I might start that after one more track. We'll have one more and then we'll begin some amazingly famous books, and you'll hear just how many times they've been purchased. Quite incredible. Certainly when you hear about the top three and what number three is, bearing in mind number one and number two. Still, anyway, that's for later on. For right now, thanks to Karen Owen, we're going to hear from the Jackson 5.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the Jackson 5 with ABC. Loads more music still to come, but as it is Get Caught Reading Month, what might you get caught reading? Well, I've been doing some exhaustive research on your behalf, lovely Legend listeners, as is my wont. And there are quite a lot of famous books that I'm now going to reveal their sales to you. Quite incredible. And there's so many books that have been read so many times, and as you get very high up, it's quite incredible. So we're starting relatively, and bear in mind I'm saying relatively low on the list. These books have all sold approximately 10 million copies. To begin with, Helen Fielding's Bridget Jones's Diary. Bridget Jones's Diary, released in 1996. Has sold around 10 million copies. Equally, Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451, many years before, that sold about 10 million copies as well. Jan Martel's Life of Pi, also 10 million. The Joy of Sex, 10 million copies. The Dukan Diet, 10 million copies. What else that I recognise? The Lovely Bones. That was turned into a film, wasn't it? 10 million copies. The Gruffalo. That's nice. Slightly different feel there. That's 10.5 million copies, The Gruffalo. William Peter Blatty's The Exorcist. 11 million copies. John Boyne's The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas. Also 11 million copies. What else are we getting to now? Ernest Hemingway's The Old Man and the Sea, 13 million copies sold. Douglas Adams' The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, 14 million copies. John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath, 15 million. What else? Nicholas Evans' The Horse Whisperer, 16 million copies. Roald Dahl's Matilda, 17 million copies. We're going to have a break and then we're going to find out about some books that have sold upwards of 20 million copies. And that's barely scratching the surface of ones that have sold more. Crikey, it's crazy. Right, now we're going to hear from a suggestion made by Paul Milton on social media in the run-up to the show. Great stuff. Remember, this is all related to my school reunion that took place last Saturday. It was a great time had by all. Here with Seasons in the Sun, it's Terry Jacks.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, little children everywhere, when you see them I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, the seasons have all gone. Goodbye, Michelle, my little one. You gave me love and helped me find the sun. Then
every time that I was down. You would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, with the flowers everywhere, I wish that we could both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone.
Phoenix FM.
That was Terry Jacks and Seasons in the Sun. Fantastic stuff. Well, we're going to have one, possibly two more tracks that relate to school days or meetings or nostalgia or great memories or something like that. And then we're moving on to a different theme for the remainder of the show. All this as we approach the halfway point in tonight's show. I can't believe how quickly it's flown by for me. Hopefully it has for you, lovely leg end listeners, too. Don't forget Prediction Master coming up in the second half. The results of the intense debate, which is simply asking on the Twitterverse, do you have overwhelmingly good or bad memories of being at school? At Ben Sim Radio to cast your vote, single click or tap. Give it a retweet, a repost as well, and more people will see it. Good if you get involved, though. We love interactivity on the show that goes like this. Now, I was telling you about popular books and ones that have sold incredibly well over time. So, let's carry on. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory by Roald Dahl has sold over 20 million copies. Frank Herbert's Dune, which has been successfully made into a movie franchise, that sold over 20 million as well. Norman Vincent Peale's The Power of Positive Thinking has sold over 20 million copies. Sue Townsend's The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole, aged 13 and three quarters, also over 20 million. Mark Twain's Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, 20 million as well. Gillian Flynn's Gone Girl, 20 million copies. What else? Mario Puzo's The Godfather, 21 million copies. Paula Hawkins' The Girl on the Train, 23 million copies. John Green's The Fault in Our Stars, 23 million copies as well. I love this. Who Moved My Cheese by Spencer Johnson, over 28 million copies. There's a bit of self-help and motivational stuff there. Roald Dahl doing well as well. James and the Giant Peach, 28 million copies. Suzanne Collins' The Hunger Games, 29 million copies. Dan Brown's The Lost Symbol, 30 million copies. Possibly not the last time you're going to hear Dan Brown. Stieg Larsson's The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, 30 million copies. Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind, 30 million copies. F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby, even. 30 million copies. Colleen McCulloch's The Thornbirds, 33 million. Carlo Collodi's The Adventures of Pinocchio, 35 million copies. Jeffrey Archer's Cain and Abel, 37 million. Dan Brown's Angels and Demons, 39 million. There may be a particular franchise you've noticed hasn't appeared at all yet. anyway, Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird, 40 million copies. Eric Carle's The Very Hungry Caterpillar, 43 million. Richard Bach's Jonathan Livingston Seagull, 44 million. Beatrix Potter's The Tale of Peter Rabbit, 45 million copies. It's getting more and more. You'll find out about crazy sales after another track. So before we do any more book sales, let's have a bit of the new Seekers. This is courtesy of Sue Burton, who wants to teach the world to sing.
I'd like to build the world a home,
and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
FM.
The new Seekers who'd like to teach the world to sing. Fantastic stuff. Right, we're dealing with very popular books, works of fiction, etc. So let's carry on with that. We're getting into the high millions of sales now. So, E.B. White's Charlotte's Web, 50 million copies sold. Richard Adams' Watership Down, also 50 million copies sold. Anna Sewell's Black Beauty, 50 million. Lucy Maud Montgomery's Anne of Green Gables, 50 million. Johanna Spyri's Heidi, 50 million sales. Vladimir Nabokov's Lolita, 50 million sales. Robert James Waller's The Bridges of Madison County, 60 million. J.D. Salinger's The Catcher in the Rye, 65 million. Now, get ready for this. J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, 65 million. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, 65 million. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, 65 million. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, 65 million. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, 65 million. That's from 7 back to 3. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, 77 million copies. So how incredible is that? All those amazing literary works we've heard of before and their sales. If you add up J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series, that so far is about over 400 million copies of all those books. Then, if we're talking individual works, Dan Brown's The Da Vinci Code has sold over 80 million copies. I'm going to carry on. J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit, 100 million copies sold. Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None, 100 million copies sold. J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, 120 million copies sold. And then a couple of works that are regarded as classics. Paulo Coelho's The Alchemist, 150 million copies. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry's The Little Prince, Le Petit Prince, 200 million copies sold. Charles Dickens' A Tale of Two Cities, more than 200 million estimated copies sold. The only books that have sold more than any of those are the Bible and the Quran. So that is unbelievable. That means Harry Potter 1 is the fourth best-selling work of fiction attributed to an author of all time. Unbelievable stuff. That is absolutely incredible. I'm amazed. Maybe you're amazed as well. Maybe you dispute those figures. Well, I've done exhaustive research. That's all I'm going to say. Right, let's have our final school-related track that was suggested by Glyn Evans on social media in the run-up to the show. Thanks so much, Glyn. Here's Steely Dan reeling in the years.
Thank you.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So that was Steely Dan and Reeling in the Years. Now, following my exhaustive research, I do accept that there may be other places you can find similar information online that may have slightly differing figures to this, but if you're looking at the most sales of books of all time of any books, and I do appreciate a couple of them do not have attributed authors, it is estimated that sales of the Holy Bible lie somewhere between 5 and 7 billion copies, and sales of the Quran are estimated to be somewhere around 3 billion copies. Then the next biggest seller, with 820 million copies sold worldwide, is Quotations from Chairman Mao Zedong. And then next, we have the Harry Potter series, which if you add them all together, has sold over 400 million copies worldwide. Probably now over 500 million. And then next, the Lord of the Rings saga, with over 103 million copies sold worldwide. Quite incredible, really. The Bible, the Quran, Quotations from Chairman Mao Zedong, and then Harry Potter. Most read books of all time. Just let that sink in. When you think how long the Bible has been around, how long the Quran has been around, when that book of Chairman Mao Zedong's speeches was published, and then Harry Potter first came out, what was it, 1997, I think? Yeah, quite incredible. So, wowzers. Okay, well, let's move on. Let's have some more music. Plenty of tracks still to squeeze in. We've got the result of the intense debate on the Twitterverse asking simply, when you look back at your school days, do you have good memories or do you have bad memories? Single click or tap to cast your vote. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Get involved. Get voting. Give it a retweet or a repost. More people will see it. Prediction Master coming up after this next track. And loads more interactive hilarity until midnight tonight. So don't go anywhere. 98.0, phoenixfm.com, smart speaker, Mixcloud, all those gubbins as well. So now we are moving away from school-related music to celebrate the fact that it is International Tea Day. Whether you like an Earl Grey, a Darjeeling, an English breakfast, a peppermint, a lemon, plenty of tea options are available. But therefore, to celebrate this and celebrate the fact that my Uncle Vic used to be a tea taster in his profession, we are going to have tracks that feature the letter T with the band name and the title of the song quite prominently. So to that end, with six letter T's occurring, we're going to have Take That, It Only Takes a Minute.
It only takes a minute, girl. Lines. You can spend your life reading signs.
Phoenix FM.
Take that, it only takes a minute. That is six T's between the artist and the title. Can we improve on that? Probably not. We're going to gradually go down and then bring it back up towards the end of the show. So, yeah, plenty much to look forward to. But before that, we've got to do this.
Prediction Master.
Another successful week for Prediction Master, who in last week's prediction said in Manchester City's final game of the Premier League season against West Ham, they would concede a goal. For a defence that didn't concede many goals all season, that is a bit of a prediction, but they did indeed. It didn't stop them winning the Premier League title. Arsenal made hard work of beating Everton, didn't they? But did just do that 2-1. Sadly, it wasn't enough to bring them the title. City got it once again, fourth time in a row, an amazing sporting achievement, despite all the financial shenanigans going on behind the scenes. But congratulations to Pep Guardiola and his players. But yeah, Prediction Master, congratulations to him, who said they would concede against West Ham, which is exactly what happened at the Etihad Stadium last Sunday. So, what about this week's prediction? Plenty of sport going on, plenty of other things going on. And who could ignore the FA Cup final, which is due to take place next Saturday? Before we're next back on air. So therefore, Prediction Master is saying, in relation to the FA Cup final, in case you didn't know, it's Manchester Derby, Manchester City versus Manchester United. And bear in mind, we can't just have a regular prediction. It can't just be, Man City are going to win the FA Cup. Or Erling Haaland's going to score a goal. You know, those are what I call easy predictions. They may or may not happen, of course, but anybody would make those. To be a true prediction master, you've got to make an out-of-the-ordinary prediction, which has come to pass over the last few weeks. So, during the FA Cup final, those two teams will have an intense battle, I'm sure, but Prediction Master is saying the result of that match will be decided by three goals or more. So the team that wins the FA Cup final will win by three goals or more. That doesn't mean 3-0 necessarily. It could be 4-1, it could be 5-2, it could be 6-3, and so on. But a bold prediction, once again, from Prediction Master. The team that wins the FA Cup final will win by three goals or more. As ever, on the show that goes like this. You heard it here first.
Prediction Master.
Now, just before we have another tea-related track, because it is International Tea Day today, I've had word from my researchers about my Uncle Vic, who was a tea taster and blender, ended up MD of his own company, who imported tea from India, and they were wholesalers who brought tea to the UK, blended it, and sold it to retailers to use as their own brands. So quite an impressive palate from my Uncle Vic Simmons. Well done to you, sir. Fabulous stuff. So, remember, we're trying to play tracks that feature the letter T quite heavily. So here, with good tradition, is Tanita Tikaram.
There's a good tradition of love and hate. Staying by the fireside, there's a good tradition of love and hate. Staying by the fireside, now the rain may fall. Your father's calling you, you still feel safe inside. Although your mom's too proud, your brother's ignoring you, you still feel safe inside. Oh, was it solo? Was it yesterday? Was it true for you? 'Cause while all the rest had taken time, this didn't do enough for you. And the corners laced with memories tell you how it used to be. Your mind mother smiles. Children play and all the bad things happen miles away, and strong feelings never bother you. You hold your head up while the rest of us try to. Oh, call the stations, call the people, we all want to know. 'Cause while all the rest are taking time, you don't want to know. Fireside, there's a good tradition of love and hate. Stand by the fireside, know the rain may fall. Your father's calling you, you still feel safe inside. And your mom's too proud, your brother's ignoring you, you still feel safe inside. Oh, was this summer? Was this yesterday? Was this true for you? 'Cause of all the choices you have made, this didn't do a lot for you.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Tanita Tikaram with Good Tradition, five letter T's in that artist's name and track name. So it's going down, but it will go back up before the end of the show. Now, remember, you've got 22 minutes left to vote on tonight's intense debate on the Twitterverse at Bensim Radio. When you think about school, what kind of memories do you get most? Good memories or bad memories? Still, with quite a lot of votes in, 100% of votes saying good memories. We could get a 100-0 result tonight. It could happen. If you want to put a spanner in the works, you better get voting. Not very long left to do so. Voting will close at around about 10 to midnight. At Bensim Radio on Twitter, it's just a single click or tap to cast your vote. Give the post a retweet, a repost, and more people will see it. Thank you so much. Right, plenty more tracks to squeeze in that all heavily feature the letter T, some more than others, though. Therefore, here is David Guetta featuring Sia. You can't count the T in the word featuring. David Guetta featuring Sia with Titanium. So therefore, four letter T's. We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM.
Always love listening to that track, David Guetta featuring Sia, Titanium. And that is just four letter T's in David Guetta and Titanium. You may be able to legitimately argue there could be another one in featuring Sia. But still, there we go. Okay, now harking back to the previous theme of the show, we're going to have another track pretty quickly. This is Busted with What I'd Go to School For. Sounds like a lot of T's, although you may be surprised. Only three in Busted and What I Go to School For. Crikey.
Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
That was Busted, What I Go to School For, just the three-letter T's. They're going to creep back up. It is International Tea Day, as well as Dinosaur Day. We've barely talked about dinosaurs. National Waiting Staff Day. It's National Strawberries and Cream Day. It's National Safe Boating Week. Don't be dangerous on boats. And, of course, it's Get Caught Reading Month. And that illegal reading everyone does, I don't really understand. It still upsets me that that exists. But anyway, yeah, so much has happened tonight already. Hard-hitting roving report, celebrity birthdays, prediction master has made his prediction for the FA Cup final. The intense debate will be resolved in around about 14 minutes time. You've not got long left to vote at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Loads of great music, and we're still going to try and squeeze in the likes of Atomic Kitten, the Ting Tings, and D Ream as well, to name but a few. Can we do it? Stay here to find out. 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Great to have your company as ever. I've got to leave you at midnight, so therefore let's keep going musically with four letter T's: Atomic, Kitten and Eternal Flame.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Atomic Kitten and Eternal Flame. If you had the Mixcloud video feed into the studio, you'd have seen me singing along to that. You wouldn't have heard me, but you'd have seen me. Although, even if I do say so myself, it sounded quite melodious here in the studio. Lovely stuff. 20 minutes to go before I'm going to leave you. How the heck has that happened once again? It's the 21st of May, Dinosaur Day, International Tea Day, National Waiting Staff Day, National Strawberries and Cream Day, National Safe Boating Week all week, and for another 9-10 days, it's Get Caught Reading Month. Lovely stuff. Well, less than 20 minutes to go, which means you've got less than 10 minutes to vote on the intense debate. Think about school. Do you have overwhelmingly good or bad memories? Single click or tap to cast your vote at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Get yourself over there now. Last minute votes, of course, as welcome as first minute votes. Give it a retweet or a repost. I will reveal the results in about 10 minutes' time on these very airwaves. Phoenix FM in Brentwood and Billericay, and the surrounding areas, phoenixfm.com, where you can tune in from anywhere in the world. Lovely stuff. Right, let's have more music. Let's have this from Sunita, right back where we started from. I make that 5 letter T's. Unfortunately, at that point during the show, the studio suffered a power cut and therefore a loss of streaming, a loss of broadcasting, and it was temporarily offline and was all restored a few minutes later, but I was unable to properly complete my show and tell you the result of the intense debate on the Twitterverse was indeed 100% to zero in favour of good memories rather than bad memories when looking back at school days. So 100% of voters said good memories. Nobody said bad memories thinking about their school days. I did have another couple of tracks I was going to play, but I will get them into a future show. We played out with Sunita. See you all again very soon. Thanks for being lovely leg-end listeners. Bye for now.